Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
All right, welcome back. Well, you know, first time in the con of the new stream and getting a little used to the technical difficulties. So sorry about the little bit of blank pause there. Chum it up to the new guy behind the switches. But it's all good. But we're having a great time here. Again, Let's Talk Hookup, and this is my first time doing it live just on the stream here. So certainly excited to do that. And thanks for everybody that joined us on Facebook and YouTube Live, then also listening on that Let's Talk Hookup app. My first stream-only hour of Let's Talk Hookup, and certainly having a great time. Same deal, man. What a great show we've been having. So stoked to have Bob Hoos from Coast Inn joining us this morning. We've been having a great time talking glasses, talking fishing, and talking fun. We want to talk to you. Boy, the best way to do it on this second hour is only through the Let's Talk Hookup app. So all of your text questions are how this next hour. We got a bunch of great texts coming through, and we are giving away a killer prize. As we heard for the callers, which were in the first half, we are giving away a brand new pair of the new Sueños glasses from Costa, and it's a brand new pair, very, very young, very cool look. I mean, I like them. I know Pete was joking, but I foresee us doing very well at the tackle store. That's like very youthful frame that I think we're going to do great with. And then for all the texters from the first hour and the second hour here, a brand new pair of the Broadbill 2s. So great couple of pair of glasses from Costa. We're so pumped to give those away. Again, if you want to text in your questions for the second hour, the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, and it's your shot to text in your questions. Make sure that you include your contact information as well, and that's how we'll get everything to you.
Absolutely, yeah. So, great time here. And, Bob, so you can sport any lens you want. What lens do you sport?
That's an excellent question.
Like you're wearing the Sunrise Silver Mirror this morning.
Yeah. No.
Which is such awesome. Is that pretty much your go-to?
No. I have a quiver.
Yeah.
Pete. I've got a quiver.
This is Bob, who's the coach that you're talking to here.
So it all depends on the light conditions.
Yeah.
So I bring my quiver out if I'm on. Let's start on the beach. I'm going to, let's say, Blue Water Grill. I'm going to have some fish tacos. I'm going to be sporting the Sueños with the gray lens. Looking cool. Don't need any performance. Once you get out on the water, mostly I'm a green mirror guy. I like the green mirror when it's sunny or partly cloudy. And then, from talking with all the, mostly the sport boat captains there, I'm starting to wear the Sunrise Silver Mirror on low light days, low light conditions, early morning, late in the day. So those three lens colors, the gray on the beach, non-fishing, surfing, diving, whatever. And then I wear green mirror offshore. Green. I go back and forth, green mirror, blue mirror. And then I'm rocking the Sunrise Silver Mirror. Low light conditions or when I'm like really into sight fishing.
Yeah, I really like the blue mirror when I'm in the tropics.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why. Here I'm not so much of a fan of the blue mirror, but a lot of people do.
Try our green mirror.
I wear
it's the biggest fan of the green mirror.
Yeah, green mirror.
Green mirror is perfect for our conditions.
Yeah,
in my opinion. What are you wearing your offshore?
It's very difficult. I'm a two glass guy. I wear a gray silver mirror 85% of the time, and I wear Sunrise Silver Mirror the rest of it. So when it's low light conditions, I'm in Sunrise Silver Mirror. Pretty much everything else, I'm a gray Silver Mirror guy.
Yeah,
great. You know what's really fun to do is in the summertime, early in the morning, late in the day, walk the beaches stocking Corabina with Sunrise Silver Mirror.
Oh,
my gosh. It's like bone fishing.
Yeah.
And that lens... You're walking, it's summertime, there's a bikini, there's a and I don't know if they can see your eyes with the Sunrise Silver, but You can literally see those fish underwater.
Dude, it's 8K underwater. HD TV, man. Yeah. Like you put those things on, and
it's like everything brightens up.
It's crazy.
So,
but still protects your eyes, right? Because of the polarization.
Exactly. I knew we were onto something when a couple years ago I started getting all these calls from the commercial harpoon boats, and the guy they call him the striker, the guy out on the pulpit harpooning. And they were wearing Sunrise Silver Mirror when they're out on the pole because they can see the fish in that light refraction. But those two colors, Sunrise Silver Mirror, Green Mirror, Blue Mirror, and a gray. If I was to have two or three, that would be my choice.
Yeah, for sure. So I have a great text here from Kenny in San Diego, and he writes, "Good morning, guys. Great show. Question for Bob. What would be the glass and finish recommendations for someone who primarily fishes inshore and on the kelp?"
Easy question. Green mirror.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Green mirror. Just make sure you get a Costa frame that fits your face. Go with the green mirror glass. And like we were talking about earlier, come down to Fisherman's Landing. Get Ricky and try a pair of green mirror on and walk out on the dock and look, you know, look at the pilings, look underwater. But all the inshore guys are rocking green mirror.
Green mirror.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Green mirror is killer inshore.
Yeah.
I had another great text from our buddy Brad Stiles. Says, "Hey, do me a favor. Ask Hoos, can you get readers in, what styles basically are readers available in? I've seen a few on the website, but I've heard some others that we've been talking about. Interested in getting a pair of the readers,
Yeah, so you go on CostaSunglasses.com, and the style is called C-Mates. C, capital C, like Charlie, Mates. And then it will give you a list of the frames. The ones I occasionally will wear C-Mates when I'm, like, on the deck, tying a knot. Tuna Alley is what I wear.
Most popular.
And I go with the 2.5 and, like, a blue mirror. They also have fish and, I believe, brine. There's, like, four styles that come in the C-Mates. And you can get the power from 1.5, 2.0, 2.5, and 3. And, you know, if one of those frames fits you and you know your power, you're golden. You're going to be good.
The thing I liked about those is they did a really good job of, like, the whatever it is, the four or five pairs of getting a small one, a medium, a large frame. Like they
crossed the board.
They picked very good, like, general fitting, very good glasses. They might, you know, like,
it's not a big market,
so
but
many
it covers,
frames.
Yeah.
Like, they obviously don't come in all of them, but yeah, I thought they did a good job. Kind of, if you're a small head, big head, somewhere in between guy, they certainly have one for everybody. I like those a bunch. Well, certainly a good text. And Pete, you got another one there?
Yeah, I do. It says, "Morning, guys. Great show. Question for Bob. Is there a pair of sunglasses you recommend for surface iron fishing to see boils on the water better?" And that's from Matt in Apple Valley.
That's
Bomers.
That's
a
really
land?
Fun question because I was thinking about that exact like condition or application driving down here. And if you look at the guys that are up on the bow and they're fishing surface iron yellowtail, they're not fan casting all day. Every cast is thought out. Like they want to see a sign before they're going to huck that tatty 45 on a spot of fish. And what I've seen or heard from the guy, the deckhands and the captains on the boat is it all goes back to light conditions. Early morning, you want like a gold or a sunrise silver for, you know, allow that light to come in. And you're going to be looking, you know, for turn birds, color spots, little swirls on the surface. And then as the sun comes out, depending on your preference or what your eyes feel, you know, comfortable with, I would go with either a blue or a green mirror for fishing the iron, specifically when you're fishing yellowtail.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. A bunch. But those guys are not casting all day long. Right.
Right.
I mean,
but you're looking. It's a sight fish thing.
It's like,
yeah.
So what about Sunrise Sierra Mirror for that?
If it's low light conditions,
yeah.
That's what you want to go.
Yeah.
You're going to bring your quiver on the boat.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to start the morning.
Have more than one pair.
Yeah. You're going to start your morning, overcast days, sunrise silver. And then in your backpack, you're either going to have blue mirror, copper silver mirror, green mirror, depending on what you like for the afternoon.
Yeah.
And that way, every cast you make is going to count. You're going to see the spot of fish or the sign, and you're going to hook that jig right on it. So,
speaking of surface iron and guys that fish, tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, of course, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan for the full 2 hours. Captain's Matt Brawla, Captain Gavin Harbor from Captain's Concepts will be here.
Hey,
that's going to be a good show.
So
yeah.
7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. So.
Also, two guys that love catching fish on the surface.
Yeah, they do. Well, they just love catching fish.
You're right about that.
Yeah. it's like those guys just catch fish. Yeah,
no doubt about it.
Sure. Well,
hey, I had another great text coming through from JD in Costa Mesa. It says, "What's up, Bobby? I love my Spiro XL and my Litos. My Spiros, unfortunately, due to my on my end, have a scratch on the lens. So I've been wearing my Litos, but I love my Spiros. Does Costa offer lens repair or refurbish? And how do we go about that? What do I do?"
I believe that's JD at JD's Big Game Tackle. And, yeah, good morning, J.D.
Hey, thanks. J.D.
That's cool.
Regular listener and a super good guy.
Yeah, morning, J.D.
Yeah, he keeps my sanity in the off season with his fish report. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's like 30 years of heaven. But
that's also how I keep track of what all you guys do up to the north. The SoCal Marlin fleet just about doesn't exist anymore. So, like, the only way to keep track is on J.D.'s website.
J.D. And what is JD's website?
It's JD'sBigGameTackle.com, and then you click Fish Report.
Oh, okay.
And he's literally the best in the business. Keeps us in the loop.
Keeps on. He gets all the information.
Yeah, yeah, all the info, and he's got the right stuff for SoCal. I mean, you can go in there from Bay Bass to Broadville. He's got you covered. I'm gonna stop and see him next week. I take all my reels, get reel service. But back to the question, and for all the listeners, if you have a warranty issue, a scratch on your lens, the rubber's coming off the frame, etc., you go on to CostaSunglasses.com, go down to the bottom, you'll see warranty repair, click that, it's gonna create a ticket, and you're gonna fill out all the information. If it's a crack or a scratch on the lens, you're going to take a photo of it, download it on the form, and then it will print you a shipping label. And you put your Costas in the box, shipping label, send it off Foothill Ranch. They're going to call you and go, "Okay, we got them. You're good to go."
It's
really?
Crazy easy.
How fast does it turn around?
Usually, like summertime, I've seen it, like this time of the year, a week. Summertime, 2 weeks.
Okay.
You know? But
That's pretty good.
I like the form. You know, it prints out the form. You know, where do I ship it? You know, boom. Prints out the shipping label.
What's it cost?
If it's under warranty, there's no charge.
And what is the warranty?
And it's for, like, on...
It's most things. It's most things.
Yeah.
Like, we all know, like, a cracked lens... It's not going to be from, you know what I mean? Like, you dropped it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's one of those
That's
things.
Not going to be one.
But it's crazy what they do cover.
Yeah. Like, so what, years ago, before the Pro Series came out, we would glue the rubber, you know, the rubber edge to the leg of the sunglass. And a lot of times between heat, salt, sunscreen, it would separate. And when we came out with the Pro Series, we injection mold the rubber into the frame, so we don't have that problem anymore. But if the hinge breaks, the nose guard, you know, comes apart, you're under warranty. Send it in, they'll take care of you. JD, I'll see you next week. I got a boatload of reels for you to work on, and I'll get you all dialed in on your Costas.
Great. That's all awesome. Right. Well, hey, I have a great text here. So, and it's from John and Whittier. He says, good morning, everybody. This is a super interesting show. I never knew there was so much about eyewear from out on the water, which is true. I mean, you know, we talk about this and you think, oh, what are we going to talk about sunglasses for 2 hours, right? It is a big, important thing for anglers to have proper eyewear. Can you talk about the durability of the mirrored lens for somebody who is kind of a hack like myself and tends to scratch up sunglasses?
You're me, buddy.
Well,
you're right, me too.
Yeah, let's do a little test. Here is a car key, right?
Yeah, look at the camera.
Here's
there?
The car key. This is Sunrise Silver Mirror glass.
And you're using your key, and it's not scratching.
Nothing.
That's
These
glass.
Are all glass.
Yeah.
These are going to be the winners. Look.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not, wild.
You won't see a mark.
That's
yeah.
wild.
It's a car key.
Yeah.
Yeah. So durability on glass, you're covered.
It's crazy.
You're covered.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. But polycarbonate.
Polycarbonate. We
not for somebody like
you. We
like
would
you,
have shavings
John.
On the table.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can tell you, John. I'm a guy who shouldn't don't do as I say, not as I do, kind of thing. I wear a ball cap most of the time, and I wear my Kostas on top of my hat, and it just happens. You turn too fast one way, you take your hat off to scratch the back of your neck, and boom, my glasses hit the ground all the time, and they're fine. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy how durable they are. Like, they should have had problems a lot of times, and just don't. I love them.
And to help that caller out even more, there's no difference between the gray lens and the mirror, the non-mirror and the mirror, there's no difference in durability. It's going to scratch resistant.
I love it. Right. Hey, another great text. Good morning, guys. With so many different colors that we've been talking about all morning, Bob, can you recommend me my good initial starter pair? I'm ready to get my first pair of Kostas.
So that question comes up quite often, and I always ask at the shows specifically, I always ask the customer, do you fish on a sport boat or a friend's boat, or are you running your own boat? Are you, do you own a private boat? Do you own a kayak, a skiff, whatnot? So if your job is to find the fish, you're running the boat, I recommend going with like one of the variations of blue, green, copper, silver mirror, gold mirror, depending on what style you like, what kind of fishing do you do. If you are not running your boat and you're not responsible for seeing those signs of fish, you know, stopping the boat, a perfect starter lens is gray. Mm-hmm. And at the shows, I would say 50% of our sales are gray.
And 50%.
50%. But what's funny is that was like in the beginning. Now people are going, they're building their quiver. So they start with gray, and now they're like, hey, I need a second pair. I want green mirror or blue mirror. Oh, I want a third pair. Oh, I want gold. So it's all about, you know, getting your first pair. If you want the basic all-around polarized gray glass, you're good.
Yeah.
The colors are going to be the same that your eye sees.
Yeah.
And then when you mix in the lens colors, it starts popping the colors. So go with gray as a start.
Yeah. And that's kind of my everyday and yours, too.
That's what I wear.
My everyday drive, walk around, everything is gray.
Yeah. That's what I wear when I'm
gray
fishing.
Silver.
I love them.
I'm going to show you guys.
Now, what's the difference between.
This
so
is
the,
Lido.
That's Lido.
In gray. Yeah, this
so,
is my everyday.
So and the difference between. What's the difference in the color between gray and gray silver mirror? It's just.
Got the silver mirror on the.
But is it darker?
There you go. So so I wear a gray silver mirror.
Yeah. It's going to.
Is
that,
it.
That mirror is going to reflect and cut the glare much
lot,
more than
much
just
more
gray.
Much more than straight gray.
Yeah.
But so, is it darker or no?
Yeah.
It is dark. The silver
mirror is going to eliminate more of the glare than just a gray lens.
Yeah.
But this is these are the same. It's
yeah.
got
Hold
a gray
it up to
base.
The camera there for those watching
yeah.
them.
This
yeah.
is gray silver mirror,
yeah.
and then this is gray.
Straight gray.
Yeah. These are my everyday. This is what I'm, you know.
Those
on
are the ones
beach.
You left here for like 3 months.
Yeah.
yeah.
I got glasses all
yeah,
over the
they're
world.
Everywhere.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you always know you're invited back.
You know what I want to do, though? We need the lady anglers on the phone.
Yeah, totally.
Ladies, wake up, you know, call in. We have put so much work into the ladies' style.
Yeah.
And we're listening to them, all the hardcore fishing chicks. We're like, hey, we want your feedback. What kind of frame? Like, and we have listened and built and developed and supporting. Call the show. Text the show.
Yeah,
text
hear
from you.
In this hour, yeah. So, Bob, let me ask you. You talk about fishing, fishing, fishing. Costa is not just for fishing.
On the water. Yeah. Any activity on the water.
On the water.
On the water. Yeah, that waterman person. I'm an example of the perfect Costa customer. I like to surf. I like to fish. I like to dive. I love being on the water. I love being, you know, on the water, warm out. I don't like that rainy, cold steelhead fishing that
right.
I experienced this morning walking up the
stairs. Yeah.
I like on the water. We're on the water activities.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And we're in a lot of surf shops now, and it's mostly lifestyle frames like Lido, Rincon, Spiro XL.
So,
Sueños.
So wait a minute.
Surfers don't need the performance
right.
that the anglers need.
So wait a minute though. What about skiing, snowboarding in the mountains?
Not our deal.
It's not.
Well,
okay.
It's not our market, but.
But I mean, I've worn Costas when I'm on the snow.
Oh yeah, I probably go half a dozen times up to, you know, Big Bear, Mammoth.
Yeah.
Trout opener if it's still snowing, we'll go boarding. But I wear Blue Mirror. You
okay.
Know,
yeah.
Whatever.
Dark. Whatever the dark.
Yeah.
Is.
Yeah.
Yes. Because here, Jason from San Diego has a question. Good morning, everybody. Great show, Bob. Does Costa make goggles for snowboarding? And what glasses do you recommend if it's raining?
Okay. The best goggles on the market are Oakley.
Oakley.
Yeah. Yeah. They're the lens factory, Luzottica,
yeah.
over in Milan. They also make
lens. That's a sister company.
Parent
of
company.
Parent company.
Parent company. They're the manufacturer
okay.
over in Milan, Italy.
Yeah.
And they make the best freaking goggles
yeah.
for skiing.
Yeah.
If you're a boarder, skier, and you're in the market for goggles, start at Oakley.
Okay.
As far as raining and sunglasses, I don't know. I guess you'd have to use your windshield wiper.
I think a
low light condition.
Yeah.
It would be sunrise silver mirror.
Yeah,
silver mirror. If it's raining out, there's not a lot of light, and that would be, you know, the steelhead guys up in Washington, Oregon. They're sunrise silver mirror.
Yeah,
it's probably our best.
Of course,
style.
That's icicles.
Glasses. I hate that.
Yeah.
So Dallas just texted in because Hoos was asking
nice.
About lady shades.
Nice.
She says for her Costa fashion, she likes Bimini. Function, she likes Sullivan.
Those are
her two favorite Costas.
Sullivan is like that unisex
exactly.
brand.
Yeah.
A lot of guys like Matt Barlow,
yeah.
Captain on the Limitless. I'm like, Matt, I'm fishing your boat. We got a charter. I'm going to bring you down a gift. Sullivan.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell?
I know one thing that Dal always talks about, too, is like the thing that she likes so much about Costa's lady frames is when you made ladies' glasses, you didn't just take regular glasses and make them hot pink. You know, she said
yeah.
that always like drives you crazy.
Yeah,
like they're like hardcore fishing glasses in appropriate frames, but that fit right and... Yeah,
yeah.
So she said Sullivan over everything.
Yeah, if you're going for style, if the ladies are looking for style on the water, Nusa is a good one.
Nusa?
N-U-S-A? N-U-S-A. So my younger sister, Carrie Blauer, was bugging me for years about, Bob, you know, women want a bigger lens, a bigger frame. And she got the fish bug later in life, and now she's just obsessed. We got our first marlin for her last year.
Right.
Yeah, my dad's boat, Escapada, congrats. But anyway, she's bugging us and finally called the product development guys. I'm like, I can't take this anymore. We need a bigger lens. And Nusa.
That's cool.
Gave it to her. She's like, perfect.
This is my pair.
Big look and everything.
That's cool.
You have a good one, huh?
I do. And this is somebody that's going to be very close to Hoos's heart. Says, good morning, gents. I love Costa glasses. Between me and the family, I have 7 pairs.
Wow.
But as my eyes change, I'm curious about prescription lenses going forward. Can prescription lenses be added to my existing frames? That's from Rich in Oceanside.
That's a two-part question. you first got to go to an optometrist that's a Costa authorized dealer. If you're down in San Diego, the SportRx is a great place to start. And depending on...
There's a guy that actually Tom sent me to, if you're down in San Diego, Midway Optometrist.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
And that guy's great. He's right on Rosecrans. And he's
right.
A fisherman, too, which is cool. Midway Optometric. And they work closely with SportRx. You go get your prescription done by him, or you might have your prescription already.
And they will tell you what frames, depending on the base, which is the wrap, if it will work for your prescription.
For particular one.
Yeah. So you
but then you go to SportRx.
You got to get your prescription first, then work with your authorized optometrist that carries Costa, and they will tell you what frames will work for your prescription.
That particular one. So there's other than SportRx, there are other optometrists that
work
with Costa.
Oh, they're all up and down the coast.
Okay,
You can actually go on our website, and it'll say find an optometrist.
Okay.
And boom. What city you put in your zip code, go here.
Okay. There's a ton of frames that offer prescription lenses to be put into them. I think it's just the real extreme wraparound. Like when you get a lot of curving of the lens, those are the very few that just can't.
We had a Steve Carson prescription. And they were like, oh my gosh, this guy. It's not going to work, except for, like, I think he's Tuna Alley now.
There you go. But, hey, if you're going to have one pair, that's a good one to have. I love Tuna Alley. That's perfect.
Yeah, I have a good text here, and it's from Dave in Los Angeles. A good, kind of a funny question here. Quick question. Not sure if it's covered this yet, but who comes up with the cool hip names of the frames?
Oh, that's so great. So every year we do a frame naming contest.
Oh,
and
really?
The whole marketing team and product development team gets to submit their names. And it's challenging because you got to Google the name and see if it's not trademarked or used by someone else. And it's always a big competition. And I've been trying for years to get Prospector, the name of the boat.
Yeah.
But it's taken.
No.
It's taken by another sunglass company out in the Midwest. And I might have to buy that out. But anyways, it's a lot of fun. We have a contest and... You know, everybody
submits their names.
Everyone drinks margaritas.
Do you win something if they use your name?
Yeah. There was like $300.
Sweet. Hey,
yeah.
Right.
$300.
Well, let me know when the Godzillas are coming out next.
Godzilla.
Oh, see, there's your next name.
There you go.
Hey, I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by our great friends, the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the new, easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make that reservation today.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of fish, there's only one place, especially this time of the year, where it's always wide open, and that is Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. You know, this time of the year, you can get such an array of fresh fish in there. Fresh is what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
and they do have some frozen, too, but their frozen is almost as good. And the other thing, too, lunch, dinner at Point Loma Seafoods, the best sushi in town. It's pretty phenomenal.
We're a once-a-week stop, man. I always say the same thing. The thing that nobody seems to talk about from Point Loma Seafoods, and I think they have the best in town, are their fish tacos and shrimp tacos. They're
no doubt.
So good.
Making me hungry. The crab sandwich is your deal? I love that.
And going back all the way to the opposite, like the single most basic thing that you could get at any cafe or any diner is a regular tuna sandwich. No one beats the Mrs. Kelly's famous tuna sandwich.
Oh, yeah. On that fresh sourdough bread.
Old school tuna sandwich from Point Loma Seafoods I'll put it against anything.
Yeah.
So good.
And then the ceviche, you can take the tuna salad home with their fresh chips and have a party.
That's a staple on our skiff. When we're going fishing, I'm always requested, hey, man, go to Point Loma Seafoods the night before and get those little half pints of tuna salad, and you eat them with their house-made chips.
Oh, yeah.
Coming home from a successful day with your feet are up on the dash and the autopilot's going, cold Pacifico to wash it down.
Dude.
That's it.
That's
life.
Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And, hey, great stuff here. A lot of great texts, and of course, on the Let's Talk Hookup, can you text us? And Rick, you have a good one. Huh?
Yep, says, good morning, guys. I'm very interested in Costa sunglasses, and I've been doing quite a bit of research as of late. I'm curious as to what you feel the best lens options are for optimal driving glasses to reduce glare from the road, and also what is the best Inland Empire vendor that offers a wide variety so I could try the frames on like you guys have been discussing. Thanks for another great show. Dan from Phillips Ranch.
Okay.
Got it. So back to the driving glasses, and this is something we've not been talking about, is the polycarbonate.
Mm-hmm.
A polycarbonate, either gray or the Sunrise Silver Mirror for morning.
Just light, because of the lightweightness?
Yeah, yeah.
And as long as you don't, like, bang them around.
Yeah, you're sitting in a car.
Yeah.
You're not on a boat. And is
like, I wear the polycarbonates when I'm riding my bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, super lightweight. Yeah,
or driving.
Yeah.
You know, if you're driving a lot. But I just wear my Litos with gray for driving on the way home.
And a dealer inland, Turner's Outdoorsman?
Turner's Bass Pro.
Okay.
He's got that sunglass hut within Bass Pro, and we're part of, we've got Costa in the
Costa's
hut.
In there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And come to the PCS Turner show and come see the guys. Yeah.
That would be the best because, I mean.
So when somebody buys a pair at the PCS show, are you going to take them to over to Fisherman's Landing or one of the other vendors?
They're right behind us.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you're actually going to buy the pair from Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you can go try them at the Costa booth.
Yeah. So we have Fisherman's Landing Costa stock and displays in our booth.
Right.
And we're right behind them.
We share a wall.
Yeah.
Like every pair that we have, which, you know, we have over 250 pairs in the shop.
Walk right
and then
around.
We bring in a bunch of additional just for the show. I mean, virtually everything that you would want is at the show. And but more importantly, you can talk to somebody like Hoos or one of the other Costa pros, and they will just help you in your journey of, like, finding the right frame that fits you right. It's like getting anything, like tailor-made clubs for you.
The most SKUs, the most models, styles, and let's not forget about the gift with purchase.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we bring in probably 20-30% of the women's styles for that.
Oh, really?
Show. Yeah.
But if you didn't want to wait till March 6th, you could go to your local Costa shop.
Yeah, it's for him.
Like Dana Landing, Fisherman's Landing, Turner's Outdoorsman, C4 Sport Fishing.
All up and down. Hogan's. Yeah. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
Yeah.
Longfin, Melton's, all over.
They're all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resort of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, we talk about great sunglasses. Great sunglasses deserve great gear. And I got to tell you, my favorite reel this time of the year, Trinidad A. Love Trinidad A. Whether it be the smaller size, the larger size, but that Trinidad 16 and 20, That is the workhorse.
Never been a better star drag casting reel ever made than Trinidad. From the cold forged frame, which gives you extreme rigidity and all the power and torque, to then the amazing free spool, there is nothing like Trinidad.
Yeah, for sure. It is a workhorse of the Shimano lineup. Of course, don't want to spend the money for Trinidad? You got Torium. Right?
Yeah, it's an easy, user-friendly, lesser expensive version. Same gear, same guts, all that same mechanics in a lesser expensive platform.
PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. Costa Sunglasses.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here, picking all the right buttons and switches to move with the, you know, being back here on the stream and having a great time doing it and having a great time.
A great job, right? This is your first time behind all the new gear that we put in here, and I've been training on it, and I still don't know it. And you've got it together.
Brandon and I were joking.
George has been a great help.
Brandon and I were joking about it yesterday in the tackle store. And I want to take a second, too, to say what a great job I thought Brandon did the last couple weekends. I know Corey was under the weather. Obviously, this is Corey's spot, but a little under weather.
Yeah.
And Brandon slid through and did a fantastic job. I really enjoyed it. I listened to both shows on the app. But he and I were both joking. Like, Brandon's like, what the hell are you going to do? He's like, Pete's been, like, living that every day for, you know, however long getting this together. He's like, are you ready for that? I'm like, I'm not ready at all, but I'm just going to jump in and start pushing buttons and see how it goes. Like, worst case scenario, I know the on-air button, and I know how to talk about rods and reels, so I figure anything beyond that will be fine.
Yeah, for sure.
But having a great time with Bob here this morning. It's been so much fun. Again, in this second hour on Saturday only, it is a text the show thing. So if you got your questions, man, text them through to Let's Talk Hookup app. We've had so many great texts already come through, but still plenty of time for you to get that in.
Yeah, tons of text. And here's an interesting, off the subject, but it's something that's near and dear to all of our hearts and Bob.
Right.
From Alan La Mesa, he says, on previous shows you discussed jig fishing and 40-pound line. Seems, we were just talking about Trinidad A. Perfect thing for that. Seems like the go-to line to use. My question for yo-yo fishing, what line size do you recommend? Bob?
That's, I'm a 40-pound Berkeley big game with a 65-pound braid backing, and I'll do 100 feet of 40-pound. Nice. And then, like, some of the boats down here, they like to see fish in 50, you know, when, you know, it's just yo-yo. And but for whatever reason, you know, 40 years of yo-yoing, that 40-pound clear big game with braid backing, 65-pound, 6X Junior, you know, scrambled egg. I mean, there's going to be a yellowtail on the end of the line.
Yeah. So it'd be the same for surface iron or yo-yo?
No, I think yo-yo you can go a little heavier.
Yeah, heavier. Okay.
You know, 40 or 50. I mean, throwing 40 and 50 on a surface iron, you got to have a little bit of talent.
Yeah.
You know, you drop down to 30, 25, you can, you know, reach out. But you start jumping up to 40 and 50, and it's like, you better know what you're doing.
I wish Doug were here right now so we could have the discussion of who's is like my perfect example of the 949er. You know, it's like, always more finesse, always lighter line, marlin fishing the same way. Like, so you ask, like, you know, San Diego sport boat, you nailed it. For me, surface iron 40, like 40, no question. Yo-yo jig, I'm 50 always. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's a 949er, man. Yeah, little more finesse, little lighter line, a little more enjoy the experience.
We can't
come
yet.
Down to the, come
we're
down
on,
to the,
well, we've been stuck on 40, 949 for 40 years.
You come down south, they're always 50 pounds. You know? Give them the rope.
Yeah. They want 60 Iser.
Yeah. Exactly what I was thinking of.
60 Iser.
Doug will be here next Saturday.
Hey, all right.
Here as our guest, so that'll be great.
This is something crazy. I've been getting a lot of calls. There's apparently a lot of anchovy in the receivers right now.
Yeah.
Chovy
people
everywhere.
People are like,
beautiful chovy.
Oh, my gosh, Bob, I got to learn how to cast an anchovy. And if you think about it, there's an entire 30-year generation that has not learned how to cast an anchovy. Uh-huh. And when I heard and saw this, I was in my garage, you know, winter cleaning. I found a Saber 196A with a Daiwa Sea Lion with 20-pound pink Andy.
That's
and it. I was like, oh, my God.
That's it.
Show me, like, it's going to fly.
Yeah. But,
I mean, I'm that guy. Like, I mean, I for the entire time that I've been in fishing, there's never been, you know, for my time here, there's never been a time where we didn't have Sardi. Now, there was times when an anchovy was a better tool for the job, and I fished plenty of anchovies, but, like, I've never been through the cycle when that was it, when there wasn't a Sardi.
And the water's cold this year, cooler at least, and no rain. I've heard that the bait, you know, boats are having a hard time finding the Sardi, and it's straight chovy, and there's going to be a whole generation that doesn't know how to cast a anchovy.
Yeah.
But on the flip side of that, we talk about this all the time. I mean, you nailed it. The old school Daiwa Sea Line 20SH, a Newell 220, and a new 220. Think about how nice it's going to be when it
with
is albacore and things like that.
Yeah.
And you have a Trinidad 14
12.
And an 800XL.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, my God.
The gear that we have now is so good. Like,
that thing's going to fly.
I mean, how about fishing with, you know, 20-pound Power Pro?
Yeah.
Like, your chove is going to swim. It's going to swim.
Yeah.
You know, the old days, you put any more than 25-pound on an anchovy, you get a little bit of line in the water, it's just dragging that poor thing down. Like, think about having a Trinidad 12 or 14 full of 20-pound Power Pro and a little short piece of 20-pound Seaguar Gold. Like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still going with my albacore prediction this year, and
I think I
got a better shot because there's so much chovy around. But even so, if it's only bluefin or only yellowfin, think about how much that bluefin wants to eat a chovy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. But you have to have the right gear for it.
Imagine having a tank of chovy and a tank of, like, flyers or mackerel.
Come on.
It's going to be, like, killing feel.
Yeah. but next Saturday, the master tackle man, Doug Kern, will be here. Those will be the questions you can pose to him.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, new chovy rig for sure. I mean, that might be a very good
I think people should start thinking about, hey, chovy could be our life this
It'll be real interesting to see what becomes the popularity because so much new tech has come. You know, will it be Trinidad 12, 14 style round reels. He could backpedal and cast all
the spinning reels.
Or exactly like
spinning
has,
reels.
Spinning has changed a whole new level. Tranks, you know,
being,
you know, 300s and 400s. Like, it'll be very interesting to see what really takes popularity. There's lots of really good options. It'll just be interesting to see what becomes the popular.
And you think that you're going to probably sell more CalStar West Coast series, the old glass?
Good possibility.
Glass.
I mean, glass has that very soft, no bait flint.
949.
Feel, like, yeah. Yeah, the 949ers are
949.
Right? But Prospector has a lot of CalStar West Coast on there, right?
We're like Fenwick, 10 International, 20, Dacron.
What's the main, which is something that I really like, and I would bet a lot of people that don't do it, like, what is your main trolling line size when you're fishing striped marlin in SoCal?
So
I think it would surprise a lot of people.
Yeah, like, you cannot go wrong with 30-pound. 30-pound with 65-pound braid backing, and 200 yards.
You're trolling for marlin with 30 pounds.
Or casting on tailors, feeders.
30 pounds.
Yeah, if you have 30 pound, it's going to stretch. When the fish is jumping, it's going to stretch. I don't think I have not seen a guest break off 30 pound in a long time. I mean, you got
to
be.
You have to have the drag set right.
Yeah, no, you got to really blow it to break 30.
Yeah,
yeah, so, he's saying it's so easy. That's why I wanted you to say, because I would bet that most people that think you're targeting a fish that's upwards of, you know, potentially 200 pounds and jumping and ripping drag, like, would
30
think pounds would be able to do it
can
like
get
that.
The job done. And, you know, I think
that's
the San Diego,
right?
Yeah, San Diego guys are like 40, 50 even, but we see mostly 30 pound.
Yeah.
And it's 40, but you've got to do something really stupid to break 30 pound.
You ask our guests tomorrow, Captain Matt and Captain Gavin, they're going to probably play 60, right?
Yeah. What I like, though, is if I'm running the boat, the Mamoy Hi-Vis, the yellow, the orange. Because if you're doubled up or you got a fish with a lot of line out, you can see the angle.
Totally.
A clear line, even with, you know, the 580 technology, I'm like, wow, where is that fish? You know, you can't see the line angle. It's kind of like a white braid at night versus a moss green braid at night.
Totally.
Can't see the moss green at night. Same thing during the day. So all our reels have the Hi-Vis 30.
Now, when you're casting it like a tailor or when the fish are particularly spooky and difficult, does that make any difference? Or is the benefit of having the Hi-Vis line so
there's no – you have a 15-foot wind-on leader, you know, 80-pound typically, and there's been no change in bites. So – and, you know, like, you can see exactly where that angler's line is going. Or if you're the angler, the Hi-Vis, you're like, oh, the fish ate it. My line's going down.
Right.
Set it up. But, Hi-Vis is key. When albacore fishing, I have noticed, you know, because your leaders are shorter. And I don't like the Hi-Vis line back when the albacore were around. I was like, wait, why aren't we getting bit on that one? Well, maybe it's a 6-foot leader and you got that Hi-Vis. I don't know. The albacore have big eyes. And I'm like, I don't like the Hi-Vis albacore. But marlin fishing, 15-foot leader, they can't see it.
So, Bob, you're a member of the Tuna Club in Avalon.
Yeah.
Like, very prestigious.
Oldest
group.
Fishing club in the world.
In the world. Right.
We got to get you over there.
I've been in there. You took me for a tour once.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
So, tell us about being a part of the Tuna Club. What's that like?
You know, It's an amazing, like, club as far as the history and the tradition goes. And the Tuna Club, unlike other fishing clubs, it is a true sporting, like, angling club. Like, it's all about the rules. It's all about the tackle. And we fish in that club with what the founders fished with is Dacron and linen line. And so when you're fishing a Tuna Club tournament, you're fishing with the tackle that the founders fished on. Especially, we have a tournament called the Linen One. It's all linen
line. How do you even find linen line anymore? They don't make it.
The Tuna Club makes it.
Oh, the Tuna
Club
makes
it. Yeah, we sourced it over in Ireland.
Ireland.
Yeah, so all the members.
So you have your own.
Yeah, and on top of that, in the Linen One and most of all the Tuna Club events, you have to have a bamboo rod and a reel pre-1940s.
Wow.
So you are like a savage.
Yeah.
I mean, you are like, and my boat partner, Jack Rainwater, we got a marlin on 9-thread linen in the linen
9-thread linen would
linen
be
line.
What
linen
line?
Well, I call it string from grandma's panties. That's how fragile it is. And during the fight, it's
like 12 pound or something. Or?
Well, if you have a good swole,
you
find a good swole. But so first the bamboo rod splintered, and we heard it crack, and we're like, oh my gosh. And those reels pre-1940 are like 2-1.
Oh, my God.
It's like 2-1. And so the bamboo splintered the rod, and then the linen started unraveling. And every time that unraveled section would go out, we're like, no! I was pouring olive oil on the reel to, like, kind of
smooth things out.
Yeah, we got the fish.
You got the fish.
Yeah, we ended up second high boat, but what an experience. I mean, it was really cool. But
yeah.
There's 190 anglers that are members that are in the Tuna Club. And man, some of the greatest friendships.
That's right.
They're all like, they love, you know, Tuna Club. They love tuna fishing. They love fish and swords, marlin, sea bass. And it's all 100% sporting. Mm-hmm. And it's gentlemen.
But you can still fish other ways too. It's just not in the tournament.
You can do what you want, but everyone's legit. Like, you can't put your rod on the rail. You can't have anyone touch your line. Your gear's got to be all, within the rules. And it's all like, you know, it's just, there's no money. We're just doing it for fun.
Yeah.
It's like the ultimate respect for the guys that got you there.
Total paying homage to the guys that paved the way. A lot of people don't know this, but it's where the Tuna Club is where they first started fishing bluefin with the kite.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, and these guys back on the East Coast are claimed to fame as the kite. We're like, no. This is like 1898.
Wow.
You know, Farnsworth Bank. Yeah. You know, these guys are in a rowboat skipping a flyer with a kite.
100 years ago.
Yeah.
Speaking of great clubs, you know, the Angler's Night Out is coming up here this coming week. It's presented by CCA California San Diego Chapter, and it's on Thursday night.
Yeah, 16th.
The 16th, yeah. I was looking at my calendar there, my Bill Varney calendar on the wall there. Angler's Night Out, January 16th. Are you going to be there?
I will be there, and
I'm bringing some coasters.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Coming for the tequila, though.
Oh, I heard about that place.
Yeah. So that's 4 to 7 p.m., and it's at Calfino Tequila. And they're going to have food by Firehouse Q and Brew Salty Crew Beer, Coronado Brewing Company, and they'll have non-alcoholic beverages. And here's the cool thing. Cinematographer Michael Robbie is going to present Ghosts of the Pacific, a white sea bass story. That's going to be
cool.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
It really good?
It's off the charts.
That's so cool.
Incredible footage of the gray ghosts. After that show, I'm like, we're going to have to go sea bass fishing on Friday. Get you that fire.
Yeah, exactly. Does it? Yeah. So it's at Calfino Tequila, which is in Carlsbad. Yeah. And for more information, just go to ccacalifornia.org. Check on the events tab. It'll give you all the specifics.
Calfino Tequila in Carlsbad.
And you'll be there.
Yeah, I'm going.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm driving.
Cool.
Down.
They have drink specials and all kinds of good stuff.
It's going to be super fun.
Yeah, so for sure. You have a good text, all right?
I definitely do. And this one is from Reggie. It says, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Bob. My question is for Bob. Are there any plans for Costa to get into the market of having the Meta smart glasses? It'd be great to have a nice pair of smart glasses that had my Costa polarization technology. From Reggie and Gabriel.
Yeah, you know,
these are the
I've
ones that like play music.
Yeah,
and
the Ray-Ban.
Connect to your phone and stuff. Yeah.
We are not there yet. We're keeping an eye on the AI, of course, like everyone is, but that's not our market. I've only seen the commercials, but we have a guy, Dave Fried, at product development at Costa, and his team is on it.
He is rocking.
And he's responsible. We got to thank him for bringing these gifts down. He dropped them off at John Muir's house in Newport, drove down there. I called him up, like, Dave, help me out. So thank you, Dave. But his team, product development, Mike Turner, John Sanchez, they're on it. And they'll be the first, if there's any backbone to this AI Meta thing, Dave's team's going to be on it.
You know, you think about, like, every high-end competitive marlin team on a big boat is all headsets. How cool would it be years down the road, like, all that's just on your coasters.
On your
coasters. You know what I mean? Your communication
back and
forth.
It's kind of scary, though, because you can tell your sunglasses to record when you're out fishing.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
like, how wild would that be?
I could be talking to you right now and be like, record me.
Yeah. But think about, like, the high-end marlin high-end release tournaments where, like, everything needs to be recorded so there's no, you know, like,
that's
there's
right.
so much cool stuff in the fishing world, like, you know, we always get complaints about clickers not being loud enough to go. How would there be if there's a Bluetooth thing? Like, oh, you're bent, you know, you're on the bridge, BSing with your buds, and you know, all kinds of cool stuff that might be down the road.
I have a good text here, and certainly something that's near to my heart, too. The Bill and Lucadia says, hey, Bob, I already have a couple of pairs of Costas for fishing saltwater, but I'm looking for a pair specifically for fishing trout up in the Sierras, low light conditions such as fishing in the forest. What lens color do you suggest for that application?
So the pair that I'm holding right now is I'm wearing Reefton Pro Sunrise Silver Mirror.
That's my new pair, by the way.
Yeah, I'm Patagonia. You're going to Patagonia.
Yeah,
come
on. Down there.
So you're taking them right off my head.
Yeah, here you go. And I don't feel bad about it. But thank you, Bob.
But this is what I bring. I go up every year to Eastern Sierra Trout Opener. And, you know, you're in those canyons or the lake. And there's not a lot of light. And, you know, most of the trout bites are early in the morning, late in the day. If I'm fly fishing, I got to be looking for, you know, spots of fish, you know, pools of slow-moving water. I would 100% go with Sunrise Silver Mirror.
It's still going to protect you from the sunshine and the bright light and such like that.
Yeah. Well, to an extent. If it's a bluebird sunny day, like I'm looking out right now, I'm not going to be wearing Sunrise Silver.
So if you're out on Crowley Lake, just still water fishing.
Early morning.
Nah,
oh, no, if it's overcast. Bluebird day, though, not so much.
No, not so much. More green mirror or blue mirror.
I've also learned something about your eyes. Blue and green eyes, more sensitive to the sun.
Uh-huh.
So there's several anglers that will wear Sunrise Silver Mirror all day long. Bluebird day.
Okay.
Darker colored eyes, it's like they can handle the light much better than blue and green. So that's just, my eyes are super sensitive. But when I'm trout fishing, fly fishing, low light, sunrise silver. My next upgrade would be the gold mirror.
Okay.
Gold mirror is.
Gold mirror.
Yeah. Gold mirror.
Which is one of the pairs we're giving away today.
The Broadbill. Yeah. Gold mirror is the next level up. And that would be like my second choice.
Yeah, for sure. What's the difference between pro and regular on the
first? Great question.
Yeah, the pro has all these new features, and this is Reefton Pro right here. The thing I like about the pro the best are the adjustable nose piece.
Yeah.
Adjustable nose guard right here. And then the ventilation on the sides, and then also the rubber on the legs of the sunglass is injected molded. It's not glued.
Ah.
So it's not going to come off. But all the Pro Series have all these new features.
Yeah, and they have holes in the frame so you can
for your lanyards.
Yeah, lanyard, you know, in there.
Retainers.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to remind you this portion of the show is sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing, a complete deli, the beverages, boating supplies, as well as one of San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shops and a huge display of Costas as well. Also, check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with the best in both freshwater and saltwater tackle along with live bait. Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay, and ECBT, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside, and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle on Broadway Lemon Grove. Check DanaLanding.com for all that info. When we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of coasters. We're giving away two pair, one to the callers, one to the texters. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have Fishdope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost. But not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodation, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the Ford F-150. Whether it's towing, powering up, or getting from 0 to 60 in 3.8 seconds, the power to choose between gas, hybrid, or all-electric is yours. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out the big winners from the caller side, which was a brand new pair of Sueños Gray Mirror, brand new frame from Costa. A big congratulations.
That's the Sueño, right?
Yep, that's Sueño. Pete's holding up to the Facebook
the
and YouTube
like
audience.
Guy.
I like them. Yeah. That's going to John in Huntington Beach. And then from the texter side, a brand new pair of the Broadbill 2s with that brand new gold mirror lens, a beautiful pair of glasses. That's going to Bill in Leucadia. Congratulations, you guys. You are going to love
your new
coaches.
And Bob's going to ship those off to you this week. Thanks very much for that, Bob. Thanks for all your support of Let's Talk Hookup. And you are like the man.
You're the man.
I had so much fun here.
Yeah.
Well,
you got to come back more often.
Ricky's riding the boat. We're catching fish.
We got the sounds of freedom in the background.
Dude, just legendary.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, well, if somebody wants more Costa information, you'll be at PCS, right?
Yeah, PCS.
Which is on March 6th through 9th at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa. That's like your backyard.
I'm 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
10 minutes away.
When we did the PCS for the first time, Bob came to me and said, how cool is the vibe at this show? And that's exactly what it is, man.
Yeah.
It is the vibe, no
really
doubt.
Cool.
Can't wait.
Well, we have a great show for you tomorrow. We have Costa.com for more information on Costas, right? Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Captain Matt Brawler and Captain Gavin Harbor from Captain's Concepts will be here tomorrow. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Right back here on YouTube, Facebook Live, the Let's Talk Hookup app, and tomorrow morning, back on 97.3 The Fan. See you then.